another program where you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those features that we have there. The other talk show hosts in the industry, most of them want to charge you for their websites. We give you more for free than they'll charge you for. See what I mean by going to freetalklive.com? You'll also see that the main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to influence the stuff that we might just talk about on the radio by submitting show prep suggestions to the site. It's a pretty simple process. You just find a link online that you like, and you submit it to the through our form on the website. In fact, coming up here, I think probably sometime this weekend, we're going to be adding a neat little feature to the site that'll make it so you can have what they call a bookmarklet.
Bookmarklet?
Yeah, you take this bookmarklet thing and you drag it into your browser's bookmark tabs area.
Yeah.
And then whenever you are on a, let's say you're on a news article or a YouTube video or something that you think's pretty cool and you want to put it on Free Talk Live, you want to put it on our website for our listeners to vote on, what you would have to do if you didn't have the bookmarklet is you'd have to copy the URL. You'd have to go to freetalklive.com. You'd have to go to submit show prep and then fill in the URL and fill in the title.
That's too much trouble.
It's a lot of work. So this bookmarklet,
well, I wouldn't go that far.
The bookmarklet allows you to eliminate all that. If you've got the bookmarklet on your taskbar thing or whatever, the bookmarks area, you just click that whenever you're on a page you want to share on freetalklive.com. So if you're looking at the page, you just click the bookmarklet, and it takes you to freetalklive.com, and it fills in all that stuff for you. So
amazing.
I've tested it. I know it works. We haven't put it up on the site. If you want to know when it's there, get on our news updates list. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for that, and you'll know first when you can add the bookmarklet to your web browser. Make it even easier to get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us, again, at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We're going to start out with a special guest who I've been looking to talk with for a while now, and we haven't gotten him on because of legal issues. His name is George Donnelly. He has called the program in the past, but unfortunately you've been held to silence for, well, reasons regarding the federal government coming after you for videotaping outside of a federal courthouse. George, are you with us from Philadelphia? Do we have George Donnelly? George going once? George in Philly, are you there? George going twice. Tell you what, we'll try putting him back on hold. Maybe we lost his phone line. But to give our listeners some level of information about what happened to George, he was we've talked a lot about Julian Heiklin. We mentioned him last night on the show. 78-year-old man who has been traveling around the country, going to different federal courthouses and standing out front on so-called public property, and handing out fully informed jury association information, informing jurors or potential jurors of their right to nullify bad laws by simply choosing a not guilty verdict, even in the face of overwhelming evidence. It doesn't matter what the evidence the state has. If you disagree with the law itself, for instance, the war on drugs, you can just vote to acquit. And that's what jury nullification is all about. Well, Julian Heiklin, as I say, has been going around the country touring, if you will, explaining to people what FIJA is, the Fully Informed Jury Association, explaining to them what jury nullification is. And so on one of his legs of his tour, where he's been arrested multiple times, by the way, on one of his legs, he was in Allentown, I think it was Pennsylvania, and George had come out to support Julian as one of the local activists from the Philly area.
Sure, that's happening all over for Julian. When he goes someplace, the activists who happen to be in nearby will support him. They'll bring cameras and do whatever.
Now, George is also somebody who's planning on making the move to New Hampshire in order to be an activist for liberty up here, as the three of us have. We've moved up here as part of the Free State Project. George was planning on moving to, as I understand it, moving to New Hampshire the following day. After, not the following day, but the week after, I think that Julian was doing his outreach there. And I think we actually have him here. George,
yes.
You're with us.
Yes. Hi, guys. How are you?
Excellent. Good day. Good to have you. Doing well. And you, it's nice that you're not in a cage. So I guess that's, you know.
Much better that way.
Positive number one. So let's pick up the story where I was kind of telling into it here. You were out with Julian Heiklin in Allentown, Pennsylvania, out front of the federal courthouse there. You'd done this before, not in Allentown, but in Philly, where you brought your video camera out. You got some really choice footage of some thug cops just in threatening you.
Threatening to shove the video camera down
your throat. Down your throat, yeah.
Yeah.
Some good stuff.
And if folks missed that video footage, it's still up on your website, georgedonnelly.com, right?
Yes, that's right. It's still there.
So you can go and you can listen to and watch when – I've actually got the clip here. It's one of my favorites.
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't get better than that. So, George, so what happened in Allentown? How is it different? What went down? Because, I mean, this is really – I don't know if this is an exclusive, but it's certainly the first time I've heard the story from you.
Well, it just started off bad. First of all, the court security officers that came out just were rude, you know, just excessively rude and provocative. And Julian, at all these previous pamphleting events, had always asked for the names of these court security officers and hardly ever got them. So for some reason, he was in a kind of a little bit of bad mood. He was kind of furious. And so, the two sides, they just kind of played off each other. One of the court security officers who was particularly nasty, when Julian said that, that this was his property, the federal property was his, the guy took a quarter and put it in his shirt pocket and says, you know, here you go, here's your money back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so an old man, court security officer, came over to me and started chatting with me, you know, and says, are you having fun, you know, and what are you guys doing? And, I tried to tell him, you know, we're not doing anything wrong, we don't have any bad intentions, we're just here to give out information. And I turned my camera on him, and that's what set it off. He grabbed my camera, the security guards in Philadelphia had cut my hand actually trying to do that. And it wasn't the first time somebody had either tried or threatened to take my camera. Mm-hmm. And so I just held on to it. I closed the side view window on the camera so it wouldn't get broken.
Right.
And all hell broke loose. He wouldn't let go either. So he finally did let go, but more court security officers came out, U.S. Marshals came out, and I grabbed the camera between both my hands and put it between my knees and grabbed it with my legs too. So, I was bent over. I couldn't even see what happened after that. But they piled on me. They had a hard time getting me down, but they finally knocked me off balance. And, once they had me on the ground, they finally got the camera out of my hands.
Wow. They really are acting like it's a weapon. I mean, they're treating it like you pulled a rifle on them.
Yeah,
that's how they're behaving, and maybe to them it is. I mean, it's we're going to be exposed for what we really are, you know.
Well, in court, they pretended in their official statements that they didn't know what I had in my hands, between my legs, and that it could have been a bomb or something, and so they had to do, they had to take me down by whatever means necessary.
Wow, and you were actually charged with assault on a federal officer, is that right?
Yeah. After they took me down, a marshal got in my face. He wouldn't let me get up. He got in my face and, just yelled at me. And, after a while, they let me get up. And so, and they went inside. They conferred. They didn't cuff me or anything. So I pulled out a document that I got from Homeland Security telling them, it's an internal document saying how they're supposed to treat photographers. And I read it out loud to them. And while I was doing that, I noticed that basically all of downtown Allentown that was nearby this courthouse had kind of stopped and was watching the spectacle.
I'll tell you what, George, you can stick with us, right? Because I want you to make sure you got enough time to tell this whole story. So more with George Donnelly, one of the liberty activists out there that was assaulted, attacked, physically harmed, and thrown in a cell because he dared record some government bureaucrats on so-called public property. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and bring us anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website. We've got a bulletin board system there. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive. There are a lot of posts over there, though. Last night I decided to go on a purge, and I went in and I cleaned out a good chunk, the majority of the posts. I just sliced out, did some rearranging, deleted a couple of old forums that hadn't been there, promoted Boner Joe to global moderator.
God, it's going to be complete chaos in the BBS now. You just did this without asking anybody? Just click.
Well, I talked about doing a purge while back.
No, I meant the promoting of Boner Joe.
Yeah,
What is involved in the actual purge again? I mean, aside from promoting Boner Joe,
just getting rid of old messages. I got rid of any posts that hadn't been any thread that hadn't been posted to in 500 days. Not all the whole forum.
Are they archived somewhere, or are they just gone?
No, they're gone.
Oh, wow.
Gone. I mean, okay. You might be able to pull them up at archive.org, which is a website that archives every website on the internet. I don't know how they do it.
Wow.
I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
There's some kind of super intelligence forming inside that machine right now, I'm sure.
Maybe, but that's interesting.
Skynet is forming in that machine.
There's been some reorganization over at the BBS, so if you haven't stopped in a while, you might want to drop by over at bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with George Donnelly, well, we actually will in a moment, but first...
That's right. Go to get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard at LibertyStickers.com. I have to go over there, as a matter of fact, and get some for my car. The old one, well, broke down, and I need to get some new ones for the new cars. LibertyStickers.com.
Just days before his planned move to New Hampshire with himself and, I believe, his family as well, George Donnelly was arrested and attacked by federal agents out in front of a federal courthouse for daring to have a video camera, apparently, and daring to point it at one of said federal agents. George, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah, still here.
So they literally piled upon you.
Yeah.
And this was after one of the agents grabbed for your camera. They're charging you with assault. And do they have any evidence whatsoever that you swatted at one of them or something like that? I mean, what?
Yeah, they have golden evidence. They have written statements from the same marshals and court security officers who participated.
Right, and they would never tell a lie, so clearly.
Yeah.
Is there
Boy Scouts.
Is there any video evidence of what went on? I mean, or was your camera just stuck between your legs?
Well, my camera, they deleted my footage.
They deleted your footage?
Yeah, they confiscated my cameras. And they deleted my footage, yeah.
They're going to take you to court, and they deleted your footage. I mean, you can't believe that. They destroyed evidence. These people have committed a felony.
Well, it's not a felony if they do it.
There really is this. It does seem like there's this sense with the federal agents that they have no notion of human rights. There's no notion that they really just have this notion of they can do whatever they want, and... You're just supposed to obey them explicitly.
Good Lord.
Without question.
So once they arrested you, what happened then?
They took me into their a federal building there. They put me in a cage. I heard them in the next room. They raised the fuss. You know, I know they checked out my website and looked at some of my previous videos because... they thought it was hilarious that when marshals in Trenton took my picture, I said, cheese. that night, they took me to Lehigh County Jail. It was bearable. The next day, they took me to the Federal Detention Center in Philadelphia. It was suggested I could probably get out on bail, but they insisted that I give up my passport, my firearms, and couldn't be done that day. So that night they put me into an orange jumpsuit and they put me into the hole there in the federal detention center.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now describe the hole. What is that?
The hole is they also call it the shoe. That's the place where they put people in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day.
Hmm.
There's very limited access to the outside world. You can't see out the windows. It's pretty nasty.
So you were in there for how long?
I was in there for one very freezing night.
Oh, my gosh. How cold was it?
Yeah, I have no idea. I couldn't sleep. I shivered all night.
Oh, gosh.
They don't give enough clothing or blankets.
Wow. It's just so inhumane how they treat people. They treat human beings. And in this case, you know, you hadn't harmed anybody. They, you know, you just hurt their feelings, I guess, because they hate video cameras. So any other notable events from jail, or you're pretty much just alone the whole time and that was it?
Well, I made some friends with guys who were in there for victimless crimes. One gentleman had entered the country without the right papers for a second time. They caught him, so he's facing 5 years. I just had to turn off my emotions in order to be in there. It was the most horrifying and desperate place to be. I couldn't wait to get out of there. In order to get out of there, I gave up my passport. I gave up my guns. I even agreed to wear an ankle monitor and be under house arrest for 6 weeks. It was, it was just nasty.
So house arrest, what is that like? What, you couldn't leave the home except to go to the store, or what are the terms on that?
Yes, in court I begged the judge to let me go out 3 times a week in order to buy food because my wife at the time didn't have a driver's license. So that's about the only thing I was allowed outside to do. It was very stressful, and it was only because originally the marshals cooked up the felony charge of striking the court security officer. Later, when a prosecutor got to look it over, he reduced those charges, but that wasn't until 6 weeks later.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because what I'd heard about your case was that you ended up taking a plea bargain, and I thought if you plead to a felony, that's going to be pretty serious. But it wasn't. What did it end up being? A violation? A misdemeanor? What
it happened? Ended up being a parking ticket level thing called a CFR.
What's that?
It's like an administrative regulation. And in my case, the one that they wanted me to plead to was disobeying a lawful order of law enforcement, because they claimed that they told me to give up the camera or to stop filming, but the only thing that they ever told me to do, they didn't tell me to do anything. They just kept repeating that it was illegal to film.
Mm-hmm. You know, and even if they had, this whole disobeying a lawful order, that's actually written up fairly detailed where I've seen it, at least, and that might be the New Hampshire law that I'm thinking of, but I bet it's similar elsewhere. A lawful order is when you're ordered to do something because there is reasonable expectation you're about to break a law. Like ordering you to leave because they think you're about to break a law.
I'll tell you what, George, you can stick with us, right?
Sure.
Hang on. More with George Donnelly here. His website, georgedonnelly.com. You can watch some of his videos that he was able to take before the police stole his camera and deleted footage from it. More coming up here at 800-259-9231 for FG. I have a question for George. You're welcome to dial in as well with that. This is Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026. You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at Revenor.com or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol still
Stills.
Did somebody say Stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenue Stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenue Still at Revenue.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenue.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you are looking to get some court stuff done, if you don't want to hire an attorney, what can you do, Mark?
Well, you could use jurisdictionary.com. It is a course that I've taken myself. I find it to be very informative. I think that it'll help you. It seems that this course was designed by a doctorate in jurisprudence to help people that don't have attorneys take their cases to court, maximize winning, and it's a 4-CD course that the average 8th grader can go through in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It's a great course, jurisdictionary.com.
All right, we've got George Donnelly with us, his website, georgedonnelly.com. He had been following around working with a gentleman that we've talked about a lot on this program, Julian Heiklin, who's a 78-year-old man that's been doing fully informed jury association outreach in front of federal courthouses and been arrested multiple times. And, George, they decided they were going to arrest you as well out in Allentown as you were daring to videotape, use your video camera and record these cops, these federal cops, on so-called public property. They grabbed your camera. You didn't want to let go. They then piled upon you. They arrested you. They put you in the hole in a federal detention facility, the same place where they keep people who are, you know, going to be deported and things like that. It was incredibly cold in there. You stayed awake all night shivering, and then you did whatever it took to get out, which meant agreeing to be on house arrest, agreeing to turn over your guns, agreeing to turn over your passport. Have I left anything out?
That's about it. Well, I also had to do a drug test.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't leave what they call the Eastern District of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
It was pretty crazy.
So, and this was for 6 weeks while you awaited trial. All the entire time you thought they were charging you with a felony. Later you discover, was it in court when they told you that they were dropping the count? Or was it kind of a deal that they cut with you? How did that work out?
No, the thing is they couldn't show probable cause for the felony charge. So they had to do that within 14 days, and they couldn't. So they canceled their probable cause hearing. And a month later, they soon filed new charges, and then I had to wait a month after they dropped the charges in order to appear for the new ones and get these really onerous restrictions off my life.
Now, this probable cause, what kind of probable cause is there for striking a court official or something like that? I mean, when you strike somebody, you don't necessarily always leave a bruise. What kind of probable cause would they have to show?
I really don't know.
Okay. They couldn't show it.
So they actually brought the charge down to what you called a CFR, sounds like some sort of a federal violation. Disobeying a lawful order, one of the, you know, catch-alls, essentially. Well, we told you to do jumping jacks, and you didn't do it.
We're in charge.
Yeah.
Well, they got really smart. They changed it to a misdemeanor assault on federal property charge, and then they added two of these parking ticket level charges. So even if I were to win on the assault charge in a trial, the judge could easily, because he's the same one that signed the complaint against me. He works in that federal building. The marshals protect him. So he could easily say, well, you know, the assault thing's too much, but, you know, I got to protect my marshals, you know, because they protect me. And so I'm going to find him guilty on the parking ticket stuff.
Yeah, so this was a guarantee appeal no matter what, because you're dealing with the judge that essentially signed the order. This should have never been at this courthouse in the first place.
Exactly.
Crazy.
So at what point did you decide that you were going to take the plea deal?
Almost as soon as they offered it, you know. I have a family, and it just... the whole thing was so hard. I just wanted to be out from under it. And my lawyer wasn't confident that we could win on all the counts. And so, you know, I didn't see any point in fighting in their kangaroo court just to get the same thing that I could get via a plea deal.
And what was the deal, so-called?
The deal was just to plead guilty to that disobeying a lawful order and legitimize the 2 days I spent in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And then pay a fine. And the judge decided to give me a $500 fine.
Are you going to pay?
Yeah, I kind of have to, because if not, they're going to issue a bench warrant and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, my gosh. So if you don't pay a federal fine, then in this case a court judgment fine, then what does that mean? What is there another charge that they hit you with at that point?
No, the plea deal is dead, and then they can start with the old charges all over again.
So the reason that he took the plea bargain begins all over, and you know, you might as he has to pay it.
What a nightmare!
Yeah,
absolutely nightmare.
It's not justice. And it's not meant to be. If there's going to be justice in the court systems, it's going to be dispensed when it's given between two sort of people of equal socioeconomic standing, mm-hmm. Who can go at it with their lawyers or whatever. When you're going against the government in government courts, there's nothing like justice.
So, George, obviously we've heard that you were planning on making the move to New Hampshire the following week after you were arrested. Obviously, the house arrest kind of put a dampener on that. What are your plans at this point? Are you still planning on making the move, or has that been interminably delayed, or what's the status?
Well, our plan was to build a house, and, you know, the window's kind of passed on that now that fall's approaching.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try again in May.
So I guess that's probably the last time you'll be going out to the federal courthouse to support Julian. Are you planning on doing more activism between now and May? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I definitely plan on doing more activism. Absolutely. There's no way I'm going to stop. This only motivated me more.
Really?
To see, you know, I got to see how the sausage is made, kind of a thing, and it's absolutely disgusting, and it's motivating it makes me so sad and so angry to see how people in jail are being treated. It's kind of like the new slavery. This thing that passes for justice in around these parts these days is a joke. It's such a nasty and cruel joke.
You know, that's an area where I really want to get more active, is just in trying to morale boosting things for people in jail. And part of it is that so many of those people are not criminals at all in the first place and don't belong there. And the ones who probably do deserve to be in jail, or not so much deserve to be in jail, but need to be there to keep people safe and or whatever, the people who are there maybe legitimately, they're still being treated in such an inhumane way that's not likely to cause them to be better people when they get out. And so it's an area where I would like to do some activism, and I've just really, and you know, and lately I'm like banned from the jail because I protested there.
Well,
so.
we went and we waved at some of the prisoners and raised their spirits, and then they arrested a dozen.
They called it a protest.
It.
I really thought of it as a rally, a morale rally.
Yeah.
You know, I was there to raise the morale of Russell specifically, mm-hmm. but also other people there.
They seemed to enjoy our presence.
They did. Yeah. They really. I mean, I didn't get any negative reactions. So.
There was the one guy in the basketball court.
There was
someone
in the basketball court who probably thought we were making fun of them or something.
Yeah.
I don't think they understood that we were there, you know, honestly asking how they're doing and everything. And but for the most part, the people were, you know, holding peace signs or, you know.
George, I'm glad to hear that you're planning on continuing to do activism. Please, you know, be careful about it, obviously, and hopefully more people can come out and support you. I know that Liberty on Tour just passed through your area, and I think I saw some pictures of you meeting up with Adam and Pete. Was that you that I saw?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did a video about the MOVE tragedy in Philadelphia mm-hmm. 25 years ago.
Oh, that's right. I did see that, and that was incredibly outrageous what they did to those people. They essentially firebombed a group of folks that weren't being cooperative enough with the government. They blew up one of they dropped a C4 on their building or something.
That's right.
It was outrageous what happened. George, can you stick with us a little bit further? I want to talk
Absolutely.
About Liberty on Tour and you know, getting people more active in other areas besides just New Hampshire. More coming up. You take control at 800-259-9231, because I think if more people, and I'll see if George agrees with this, if more people were there the day George was arrested, I don't know if he would have been arrested. It's Free Talk Live.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, those features include things like our listening options. We've got live streams. You've got broadband and dial-up versions. Plus, our listen lines allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen around the clock. All of it over there at listen.freetalklive.com. George Donnelly is with us here, and georgedonnelly.com is his website. George, are you still there?
Sure.
So we've had you telling this just grueling story of how you were enjoying a day of activism out front of a federal courthouse in Allentown, Pennsylvania, supporting Julian Heiklin and his Fully Informed Jury Association activism. You had your video camera out, as you had before in Trenton and Philadelphia. The cops had gotten in your face prior to this, but this time they physically came after you. One of them grabbed your camera. You didn't really want to let it go. They then piled on top of you. They arrested you, put you in the hole at a federal detention facility. You were freezing cold all night long, finally did whatever it took to get out, which meant agreeing to a house arrest, which you were on for something like over six weeks, until finally they dropped some charges, changed things around a little bit, and you took a plea deal just to get it all over and done with, which essentially resulted in you being sentenced to time served, the 2 days in jail, plus a $500 fine. And I don't think anybody can blame you for taking that way out. And as you said, even if you hadn't taken the plea deal, then you would have gone to court and likely would have been found guilty anyway.
Because that's right.
The system's rigged.
Yeah, the trial was interesting because the prosecutor brought up terrorism as the justification for all of this, and the judge brought up Oklahoma City as the justification.
Why was there a trial if you took a plea?
The plea hearing.
Oh. So were they lecturing you or something like that? Or?
Well, yeah, they were making their cases. Yeah, I guess it was part lecture and part, I don't know. I don't understand how they go about their business, but the prosecutor gave a long speech about how terrorism and the marshals have to investigate, and the judge said, you know, he has to have a marshal stand in front at the courthouse because of Oklahoma City, even though we would prefer not to.
Well, marshals really don't have anything to do with it. I mean, if the justification for not allowing somebody to videotape or pamphlet at a federal building is the fact that somebody could come along and blow it up, then you'd think that the people who came along and blew it up would have had cameras and pamphlets, and they didn't. They had bombs. This means that the cops are admitting that they are completely incompetent at their job and can't tell the difference between a pamphleteer and a bomb thrower. Mm-hmm.
Well, another interesting thing at trial was that they first said that they didn't know what I had between my legs and it could have been a bomb. Yeah, and then later they admitted that they came out of the building to harass us because I pointed my camera at the building.
Well, you could have pulled a bomb out of your back pocket, and maybe that was what it was at that point.
Yeah.
So, Liberty on Tour, our friends Adam and Pete came through, of course, as you probably have heard, and I don't know if you've seen their video footage yet, but they were arrested in Denver for kind of a similar situation.
Yes, I saw that.
Having a video camera near a policeman and not showing their ID like a good little serf would. So they, you know, you guys got to hang out while they were in Philly, and some other folks got together with you, and I'm hoping that you'll see some more activism there. I mean, to help back you up, because do you feel things would have gone differently had it been more than just what did you have out there the day you were arrested? Four people? How many people were there?
Not even that. It was just Julian, Jim Bav, and myself, and I was the only one with a camera.
It's just
we definitely needed more people.
Absolutely. I mean, do you feel like things would have gone completely differently had you perhaps had a number that it was at least on par with the amount of cops they had, perhaps with 3 to 4 cameras around? Do you feel the cops would have behaved differently?
Potential witnesses.
I think it would have helped, definitely. I think it would have made them, you know, be more cautious. At the same time, you know, there's the marshals. I found out while in prison, the marshals talk, and I think this was payback for some of the embarrassing footage I got in Philadelphia.
Ah, might very well be.
So they targeted you specifically. They knew who you likely knew who you were. Had been to your website in advance. That sort of thing. It's very
absolutely.
Where did you now? Where did you, are you speculating based on just you know what you think, or was there some sort of evidence to lead you to believe that?
As soon as I was put into the cell in Allentown, they checked my website. I heard them listening to a video.
How would they know what your website is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they knew our schedule because when they took me to prison that night, they said, you have a pamphleting thing in Johnstown, Pennsylvania tomorrow. Well, you're not going to be able to make that. And when I got to the Philadelphia Detention Center, they said, you're the guy who, you know, was filming outside. And, you're a celebrity in here. We know all about you.
Interesting.
We know all about you, Mr. Donnelly.
So you're going to keep the activism going. What I think is most interesting about this, George, is that after everything you've been through, the physical attack by these thugs, throwing you in a cold jail cell, spending 6 weeks on house arrest with incredibly restrictive provisions, after all of this, after the guilty finding, you're not giving up on liberty activism. You said it has encouraged you.
Well, I have a son. I have a small son. So I have to think about, you know, what's the world going to be like for him? If, you know, our generation doesn't stand up and make a difference now, how much worse is it going to be for the next one? What's our legacy going to be when we're old, when we're grandparents, when we're on our deathbeds, when our grandkids are saying to us, hey, what did you do during the terror time of the first two decades of this century? You know, where were you?
It's a poignant question, and I think a lot of people need to focus on that when they get a chance to think about it and be by themselves, because I think that's really important what you've said there. Gents, any other questions you've got for George Donnelly while we've got him here?
So, George, you said you were going to build in New Hampshire. You were thinking about building in New Hampshire when you got up here. Have you picked out the piece of property yet? Or?
Yes, actually, we bought the property last January. It's up in Grafton.
Oh, congrats.
Thanks.
Things are getting pretty interesting up there in Grafton, from what I understand. I'm sure you're aware that there's now a freegrafton.com website with all kinds of interesting video footage and activism going on there.
I can't wait to get up there and join all that great work and, you know, blog on that website and all.
Do they have high-speed really internet great up in Grafton now?
Depends on where you are.
I think it's a bit sketchy.
I see.
As I understand it.
Now, are you thinking about any kind of an alternative building? What kind of building are you thinking about doing up there? Because, you know, I mean, you said you were building, right?
Yeah, we're going to build like a post and pier
kind of thing, you know, basic foundation, stick frame, small house, compost toilet, solar energy. You know, we're going to do like bio energy.
Are you doing the passive solar or as well, possibly?
Yes, that too.
Fantastic. George, was there anything else you wanted to share with our audience, something we might have glossed over or something that you wanted to get out there?
Well, just one comment about, you know, the protest, what Dale said about, you know, the state calling it a protest. That serves their interest. They portrayed what we were doing as a protest as well because, you know, the word violent, you know, goes along really easily with the word protest. So,
right,
you know,
we were actually passing on information. It was ridiculous to call that a protest.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an outreach. That's an outreach,
exactly.
As far as I'm concerned.
Educational outreach.
George,
another case of controlling the language, you know.
Have you picked up your blog yet since you've been out? I mean, or since this the ordeal has been over? I don't know if I noticed anything, at least recently.
Yeah, after I found out about the plea deal, I kind of relaxed and I started blogging a lot more.
Oh, good.
I recovered some of the video they deleted.
You did?
Yeah, so, but it's just a little bit. So I'm going to put together a video pretty soon with information about everything that happened.
All right, excellent. I will be on the lookout for that. I look forward to seeing it over at your website, georgedonnelly.com. Thanks for everything that you do for Liberty, George. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. I know that there are a lot of people out there that, you know, that are watching your situation and are very, you know, they look up to you for what you've done, for standing up for the ability to record on so-called public property. Thank you for being on Free Talk Live tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. George Donnelly, georgedonnelly.com. Go and take a look at the guy's videos. I mean, he's done a great job of really revealing these thugs for who they really are. And the federal government guys are the worst of the worst. I mean, it seems like.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to express earlier. I don't think I expressed myself very well. But, I mean, compared to other agents, like agents of state governments and local governments, it seems like the federal agents in particular are completely non-cognizant of any notion of human rights.
They're totally unaccountable. I mean,
yeah.
the local boys, at least you know where they eat, you know where they live, you know people who know them.
And if they're caught on film, people will know who that is and maybe say something to them about it, and there'll be a sense of accountability of some sort.
Well,
something.
Also they the local and state governments have to pay for the things that they do, whereas the federal government prints money.
Yep, there's that too.
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
Yeah. I don't want to pay for that, do you?
Doesn't sound like you thought it was a bomb.
That was a different time, but nonetheless.
Oh, sorry.
800-259-9231. Hour 2's coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIX, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.